What comes to your mind when the word tithing is mentioned? Do you feel defeated or discouraged because you haven't been as faithful as you should have been? If this is the case for you, take heart, because you are not alone. I know that sometimes dread overcomes me because I worry how I'm going to tithe and make it through the month at an okay point financially. I try to come up with solutions in my mind about how I'm going to make it all come together and work, but we as Christ followers were never asked to do that. We were simply asked to give and trust that God would provide. In the culture we live in today, the idea of trusting in an unseen God is a fearful and unrealistic concept to many. But when did we start to believe in this lie? When did we begin to fear the idea of tithing? We find in the Old Testament that Abraham, the man known for his faithfulness to God amongst other things, tithed. In Genesis 14, Abraham, who at this time was known as Abram, tithed 10% of his earnings. He had just won a battle where he rescued his nephew Lot, and he met with the most high priest named Melchizedek. Now, we are not sure who exactly this priest Melchizedek was, but he is compared to Jesus Christ in Hebrews chapter 7. And as one reads about him when he is mentioned in the scriptures, there is quite a comparison to be made. The name Melchizedek means king of righteousness, and he is the king of the city of peace. Melchizedek went out to refresh Abram after his battle. The Bible says he blessed Abram, and Abram paid him tithes of all. Now Abram knew that the product of his victory belonged to God. He had this concept deep within his heart, so that when he came in contact with the Most High Priest, he had no better idea than to give 10% of his things. He gave with a willing heart because he knew where it all truly belonged. Now it's true, the times have changed since then, but the fact that everything belongs to God has not changed. Just as Abram gave out of a willing heart, you too are called to give with the same kind of heart. Now I want you to consider this. Who are you trusting for what you have? Do you trust God? Now you say yes. Well, then I say to you, prove it with your checkbook. Now I get it. Giving is hard, it's stretching, and it causes stress. It takes away from things you may have wanted. Do you really think that by withholding from God what is rightfully His will get you rich or get ahead? Be real. That 10% won't get you anywhere without the Lord, and He's not going to bless your unwillingness to be faithful in giving. When you give to God, you show that you trust Him for all you have. You are simply giving Him what He already owns, and He likes that. He takes joy in that. He takes joy in the fact that we want to give to Him what belongs to Him. Now I pray that you understand this. God holds the whole universe in His hands, and I plead with you, do not have faithless thoughts that He will not provide for you. I know that God will bless you if you will only try Him, trust Him, and put Him to the test, and I promise you that He will never, ever let you down. So my question for you today is this. Are you willing to give to prove to express your faith to Him? Or are you waiting on Him to prove something to you so that you will have the faith? A faith that has to see first is not faith at all. And the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. And is that true for you? God owns it all, and He gave His all 100% when He gave His Son, Christ, for you. And all He asks is in return is a token of your love, of your gratitude, and of your faith in return. Will you trust Him today?